Nedarim Perik Yud Mishnah Ches 10:8, the last of the Perik, and here the Mishnah will discuss the topic of the time frame in which the husband or father can cancel the girl's neder, or the wife's neder. The pasuk says that he can only do it b'yom shamo, on the day he hears of it. So we're going to define that term. The Mishnah here says hafaras nedarim kol hayom. The scope of the hataras, of the cancellation of the vow, just is for that one calendar day. And since it's a calendar day, meaning it's just the rest of the day till, I'll call it till sundown, let's call it till dark, nightfall, so therefore, yesh b'davar l'hakel u'l'hachmer. Sometimes the window to cancel the vow could be l'hakel, lenient, meaning it could be a large window of time, because it was made early in the day, and you could have like close to 24 hours. And sometimes it could be lahachmir, this ruling could be very strict, meaning it could be a very short window, if right before nightfall, the woman or girl makes her nether. Ketzad, so we give examples. Nadra belele Shabbos, if the woman takes her nether on Friday night, yafer belele Shabbos, so then the husband has the whole of Shabbos Eve, like Friday night, to cancel that vow, assuming that's when he heard it, and uvayom haShabbos, and throughout the whole rest of the day, the next morning, and afternoon, achetechshach, until nightfall. Nadra im hachashecha, but if she took her neder right as it's getting close to nightfall, like late on Saturday afternoon, you know, 5 minutes before sundown, so then mefer achlo techshach, he only can cancel that neder until nightfall, which is just like say 5 minutes. Shim chashcha below hefer, because if he hears about it and then it becomes nightfall, and he didn't yet cancel the neder, enu yachol lahafer, then it's too late, he can never cancel it again. Okay, the Mishnah in and of itself is very straightforward. And the words themselves, there's something a little interesting, as much as there is another shita of in the Tanaim, in the Gemara, which says that it's not like our Mishnah, that it's actually what's called me'es la'es, that the window for canceling a vow is like a 24-hour period, meaning if she made the nether at, you know, 4:07 p.m., he has until 4:07 p.m. the next day, whatever it is. However, essentially all the Rishonim don't learn like that, but notably the Rosh, who's, you know, one of the major posts, certainly for Bnei Ashkenaz, does learn like that, a gear that we don't have in our Mishnayos, in our Gemara, but that is, it is in fact me'es la'es, 24 hours. But the halacha is, Shulchan Aruch brings, it's just the rest of the day, like our Mishnah says. Now, second question in the text, how come it says Shabbos as the example? The answer is, it taught a situation of Shabbos to tell you like another halacha on the back of the first, which is, besides for the time of when it could be done, the point is a chiddush that it could be done on Shabbos at all. You would have thought that if a neder, certainly a neder that doesn't implicate something to do with Hilchos Shabbos, if he, she made it, so then you wouldn't be able to deal with it on Shabbos, which is lapse. So the point of the Mishnah here is that no, one may cancel his wife's vows on the day he hears of them, whether or not they pertain to Shabbos and affect Shabbos in any way. That is perhaps a chiddush, in as much as when it comes to hataras nadarim, when that's done by the bezdin or the mumcha, so if it's something which isn't relevant to Shabbos, then it's not done on Shabbos. The hatara happens before or after Shabbos, but not on Shabbos. But here, since there's only the window of opportunity is just Shabbos, if that's when he heard about the neder, so therefore he has to do it on that day or not at all. Now, how does one go about doing the hafara? So normally when a person is made for a neder, he says something like, hufralach, he says, no, it's mufar, it's canceled, and that would be sufficient. Now, on Shabbos, since that's considered to be like a weekday activity, if you will, therefore, one doesn't explicitly say that the neder is hufar, is canceled. Rather, essentially, he does an action which shows that it's annulled. So, meaning, if the woman says, I'm never drinking wine again, it's like a korban to me, so then she made, and he wants a mimavatel that neder, or a shua for that matter, so what could he do? He doesn't need to say, nope, that's canceled, mufarlach. Instead, he can just simply say, here, take this wine and drink it. And by giving her the wine and saying she should drink it, that is, in effect, having him be mevatel, canceling that nether. And that's the way to go about doing it. Brings the Gemara, Shulchan Aruch, and so on. What's really interesting is that what happens if you have a situation in which the thing that she is forswearing or that she's taking a nether against isn't something that could be relevant on Shabbos. She says, you know, every car is forbidden to her like a korban. So now you're not going to tell her, here, there's the car keys, go drive the car on Shabbos because it's Shabbos. So in that case, it's brought down, What he can do is he just can be mevatlet believable, even in his heart. He can say, nope, nothing doing. I reject that. I'm in mevatel. I cancel that neder. And that's effective. Now, it's quite interesting because usually, certainly in the world of Nadarim, that Nadarim Shabalev, things that are going inside your head that aren't spoken out, Enum Devarim, don't really count. But here we're saying it does count. So we see here, essentially, like the Bartanur learns, like the Rambam, and Shulchan Aruch ostensibly poskens this way, that there's actually kind of almost two ways to cancel the Nadarim. There's the usual Hafara, as we've been talking about all along, which requires one to say with his mouth, you know, nope, it's canceled, Mufarlach, whatever it is. But there's a second possibility, at least in these scenarios here, or in some scope, that you could be mevatel in your heart. And if you think definitively that no, the neder is canceled, not happening, and you think when you think verbally in your head, even though you're not speaking it out orally, but at least in your head, you're thinking a term of bittel, you're not thinking a term of hufar, of mayfair, of cancellation. So then that will be effective in and of itself to stop the neder of one's wife, even on a d'oraisa level.